The last couple of days we've been talking about the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, that even after the first Kezayis of Matzah on the Seder night, even after all of the Kezayisim of Matzah on the Seder night, there still might be a mitzvah to have Matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. That is the position of the Vilna Gaon in the Maaser Rav, quoted in the Maaser Rav, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. And we discussed this Shita at great length. We said that many individuals are makbid to have dafka shmura matzah in order to be yotzei this mitzvah. We pointed out that there might be two different reasons why people have shmura matzah. One is because you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah without matzah shmura lishma. It has to be mishtameres l'shem pesach, not just l'shem zevach, because of b'shmartim es ha-matzahs. But we added that there's another concept that emerges from the Rambam, and that is, b'shmartim es ha-matzahs teaches me that we shouldn't rely on the simonim to determine that the item is not chametz, but rather, we should actually be shomer the item from being chametz. And as a result, the Rambam says you should use shmura matzah throughout the Yom Tov, not just on the Seder night, because the issa chametz applies throughout the whole Yom Tov. And the pasuk b'shmartem es ha-matzahs is telling me that to be careful for the issa chametz, it's not enough just to be able to identify what is chametz and what's not chametz, but you should actually be shomer the issa to the extent that you're going to ensure that it won't become chametz. Why bring yourself to that scenario, to that stage, that you'll have to look at the simanim and look for the simanim? Be shomer the matzah so that it won't become chametz at all. We said maybe that's why people are makbid. It's another reason why people are makbid to use dafka shmura matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. The nafkamina being that even if you have shmura matzah meal, shmur matzah meal, you're not eating that matzah with l'shem mitzvah. It's like matzah mevusheles, kenedlach, and matzah bray, and other things. You're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of matzah with that, but you could violate the issur chametz. So if the idea of shmur is to ensure that you're not going to come to the issur chametz, so then that would apply throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, as the Magen Mishnah interprets the Rambam. But it's not just to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, but rather to prevent oneself from violating the issur chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Sukkah makes one final comment about this Vilna Gaon, which I'd like to share with you. Let's all turn to the Mishnah Berurah. If you had packet number 32, let's look at this Mishnah Berurah inside. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes Chav Dalet, page 14. No. Page 50. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah. He says, Nistapakti lefima shiyadua das agro. The mitzvah lechol matzah kol shivas yimei pesach kipashte dekura shivas yomei mitochlu matzahs. Ela the mitzvah sasehu rak bo erev. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shivas yimei pesach, but it's a mitzvah sasei, meaning it's a chiyuv. Dafkon lela say the bear of tochlumatzas, mashenkin achakahu rak mitzvah ba'alma. Mitzvah ba'alma, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting how he's defining the Vilna Gaon. But the Vilna Gaon says that there's a mitzvah ba'alma to eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, but it's a mitzvah sasei ba'erev tochlumatzas. So it's some kind of a mitzvah, but it's a lower level. Efshe, says the Mishnah Berurah, the huadin hacha mitzvah lechatchila lechol. Maybe, Efshim and Kenzogin, maybe you could say that there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah kol shiva. This is the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Vilna Gaon, that there's some kind of mitzvah. The way we define it, the Vilna Gaon holds there's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. It's not a chiyuv, it's not an absolute obligation, but there's a kiyum mitzvah in eating matzah throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic. Maybe the same should be true for Sukkah. Maybe there's some kind of a mitzvah to eat pas in the Sukkah kol Zayin and to make a leish of a Sukkah. What's the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah? The whole suffix seems very strange. Mishnah Berurah is extrapolating from Pesach to Sukkot. He's saying, look, the Vilna Gaon is machmer in Pesach to say that there's this kind of mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah throughout the Yom Tov. So maybe in Sukkah also, maybe in Sukkot there's also this extra mitzvah. He's putting the cart before the horse, right? What's the ikar, what's the tofel over here? Remember, we talked about the kasha of the Balamor. Balamor asked, why do we make a bracha of leisha basukkah when we sit in the sukkah the whole Yom Tov, and yet we don't make a bracha of achilas matzah and matzah kol shiva? So he says that the mitzvah of sukkah is more than the mitzvah of matzah. Mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's an obligation. It's an obligation in context, obviously. A person only has an obligation to sit in the sukkah if he's koveh suda, if he's eating achilas keva, he's eating a suda of pas, maybe mizonos, it's unclear. If he's koveh suda on the mizonos, then yes. If he's not koveh suda on the mizonos, even if he has a kezayis, it's machlokas in the poskim, it's not so clear. If he sleeps a sheinas keva, he's chayiv in sukkah. In certain circumstances, he might even make a bracha for that, the bracha of leishiv sukkah. So sukkah is a mitzvah chiyuvis kol shiva. Of course, it's only in the context that you're doing a maisa that is mechayev a bracha. Right? That's mechayev a bracha. You're really supposed to be living in the sukkah and doing everything there, but we only chazal v'koveh a bracha, bracha of leishiv sukkah, if you do something that's ikar. Presumably achila. That's really the ikar psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But the achronim air, that even Shena, if you didn't eat anything beforehand and now you're going to go to sleep for 6 hours, you probably would make a bracha on that too. That is a yeshivas kava in the sukkah. But just to walk in for a few moments, you wouldn't make a leishivas sukkah. But it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. And that's why you're talking like a bracha, says the Balamar. Matzah? The Balamar says, matzah might be a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's how we suggested the kasha of the Balamar certainly presupposes that matzah also is a mitzvah. If not, what's the havam to make a bracha? But it's not a mitzvah chiyuvah, so that's why Taka Chazal were not masakin to make a bracha. So why is the Mishnah Berurah turning the tables over here? From the Balamar, you get the impression that, of course, the mitzvah of sukkah is greater, it's stronger than the mitzvah of matzah. There's Taka Achiyav of sukkah. We make a bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah kol shiva. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of matzah kol shiva. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Well, according to the Vilna Gaon, that there's a mitzvah of matzah kol shiva, maybe there's also a mitzvah to eat pas in the sukkah kol shiva. What does that mean? Of course there's a mitzvah to eat pas in the sukkah kol shiva. You make a bracha of leishiv sukkah. What's the Mishnah Berurah trying to say over here? What's he trying to say over here? There's more of a mitzvah in sukkah than in matzah. So how is he extrapolating from the Vilna Gaon that whatever applies to matzah applies to sukkah? No, more should apply to sukkah. So certainly whatever applies to matzah applies to sukkah. What is the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah b'chlal? It's really a peladik in Mishnah Berurah. I saw that some quote the Stipler as suggesting the following, that really when it comes to mitzvahs, there are three levels. We talked about three levels in general, not in mitzvahs, meaning there's a chova, there's a reshus, and there's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's what we were talking about. We said the Vilna Gaon seems to assume matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a reshus. It's not like, you know, you could eat matzah. There's no issa to eat matzah, but there's no mitzvah component to it at all. Reshus was the way the Rashi and the Rashbam understood matzah kol shiva. Mamash reshus. If you want to have some kind of flour product, so you got to have matzah. You can't eat chametz. You have to have matzah. But you don't have to eat the matzah. You can fast. You can eat meat. You can do whatever you want. It's mamash reshus gam. Right? So those were the three levels that we mentioned before. There's a chiyuv, obligation, a real mitzvah. There's a reshus where there's no mitzvah at all. It's really what you want. It's completely voluntary. You could do this. You don't have to do this. And then there's something in the middle that we call the mitzvah kiyumis. That's not really an obligation, but yet it's not a reshus. You get schar for that. You get something for that. But the Stipler says, forget the last category, reshus gama, that there's no mitzvah component at all. Even within the mitzvah elements, the mitzvah things that we would call a mitzvah, there really are three categories. There's the chova, the obligation, tefillin, every day, shofar, Rosh Hashanah, matzah on the Seder night, the chova. There's the mitzvah kiyumis, that really is a reshus, that if you want to do it, you'll get it. You'll get mitzvah points for that, you'll get schar. But it's really a reshus to decide whether you want to do it or not. But says the Stipler, there's actually a third type of mitzvah, and that is something that's not an obligation, but lechatchila, it's a mitzvah to do. You're really supposed to do that. It's not just that if you do it, then you'll get points, then you'll get schar. But you're really supposed to be doing that. It's a mitzvah lechatchila. That's something we have, and that's a category we haven't mentioned till now. Till now we've talked about what's a chova, we've talked about something that's a reshus gomer, and we've talked about a mitzvah kiyumis, where you can get schar if you do the mitzvah, but it's up to you to decide whether you want to do it or not. Comes the stipend and says there really is another category. Call it a fourth category, call it a third category within the mitzvah, within mitzvahs. That's a mitzvah where there's an inyan lechatchila to do it. You're really supposed to do it. There's a mitzvah lechatchila to do it. What's an example of that? So some point to Tosis and Brachis. We know that of all the tfilos of the day, tfilas arvis is the most lenient. In fact, the Gemara is a machlokes with the tfilas arvis rishus, the tfilas arvis chova. Medina the Gemara, technically there are some who hold the tfilas arvis rishus. It's a rishus to do it. Now, that doesn't mean that we paskin that way. We paskin the tfilas arvis, we will makabel upon ourselves. All of Klal Yisrael was makabel to daven mariv, so it definitely is a chova. But we do find in the Rishonim lingering hints to the fact that tfilas arvis rishus puts tfilas arvis in a different category. And Tosis and Brachas and Avchavav is one of those Rishonim that seems to imply something like that. Tosis says, in Dibur Maskel Tov, Yeshlomar, Hode Arminan, the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Hainu Lagabi Mitzvah Acheres Vehi Overes. The Oz Arminan, Tidocha Tfilas Arvis Miponel. Avalachinam Ein Lo Levaku. Says Tosis, don't get yourself, don't get carried away. Tfilas Arvis Rishus doesn't mean it's a Rishus. You can daven tefillas arvis if you want, and if you don't want to daven tefillas arvis, you don't have to. No, b'chinam, you're not supposed to be mevatel tefillas arvis. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to daven tefillas arvis. No one would say it's a reshus gomer, but it's really voluntary. It's really up to you. If you do it, you'll get schar, but if not, it's totally fine. No, there's a mitzvah lechatchila to daven tefillas arvis. Aye, so why is it called a reshus if there's a mitzvah lechatchila? No, I'll tell you why, claims Tosfos. It's a reshus le'inyan zeh, that if you have a mitzvah overis, if you have another mitzvah that's passing, so then better to wait on the tefillas arvis. Then you can be mevatel tefillas arvis to do the other mitzvah. But if there's not, if you don't have something else to do, then you can't say, well, you know, tonight I'd rather do something else. I don't want to daven marv. That you can't do. You're really supposed to daven marv. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to daven marv. It's not a chova. It's not an obligation. If it would be a chova, then maybe if there's a mitzvah overis, tefillas arvis might come first. You know, you have to talk about which has kedima. But because tefillas arvis reshus, if you have a mitzvah overis, which is a chiyuv, that takes precedence. Because tefillas arvis is just a reshus, it's a mitzvah lechatchila to do. Bechinam ein lo levatla. That's supposed to be mevatla the mitzvah. It's a lechatchila, it's a mitzvah lechatchila to do it. But it's not a chova. It's not just a mitzvah kiyumis. Tfilas arvis is not just a mitzvah kiyumis, that if you do it, you'll get schar. No, it sounds like you shouldn't be mevatlet. It's not up to you to decide to get the schar. You're really supposed to daven marv. But in the realm of mitzvahs, it's not at the highest level. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. And that's why it's called a rishus. So up the stipler, maybe the Mishnah Berurah understood the gra like Tosus on the Gan's Marv. The Mishnah Berurah understood that the Gra was saying more than what we said Lishitasa before. But we explained the Gra that he assumes that the mitzvah of matzah called Shiva is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a voluntary mitzvah. It's a reshus, really. You can decide whether you want to do it or not, but if you do it, then you get stuck. It's not a reshus in the classical sense that there's no mitzvah component to it. It's literally just a voluntary act. Your decision to eat it. You can eat matzah. You don't have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. But no, it's not a reshus gomer, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's the way that we interpreted the Gra. Said the stipler, you see from the Mishnah Berurah that he didn't interpret the Gra that way. The Gra felt that not only is matzah kol shiva mitzvah kiyumis, it's actually a mitzvah lechatchila to do. There's an inyan to eat matzah. It's not just a mitzvah kiyumis, a voluntary mitzvah that can give you schar. But rather, lechatchila is supposed to be doing this mitzvah. That's how the Vilna Gaon understood the mitzvah. And this approach is actually meduyik in the Gra, because in Ma'aser Rav it says shiva siyam tocha matzah is kol shiva mitzvah. Kol shiva mitzvah. Ve'eno korel rishus ela legabi leila rishona sheichova. U mitzvah legabi chova rishus korela. the Gra is adamant that it's really a mitzvah. It's just called a reshus because reshus l'gabei chova, mitzvah l'gabei chova, reshus karila. He says it's really a mitzvah. It's just a reshus because l'gabei chova, you can't call a mitzvah a chova. It's not a chova. So he said, oh, he's just telling us it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But it could be he's saying more than that. He's saying it's really a mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a chova, that's all. But it's a mitzvah l'chatchila, it's appropriate to do. And that's why in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav it continues that he was mechabev ma'od mitzvah achilas matzah kol shiva. He was very careful to do the mitzvah of matzah. Why was he so careful with it? And he tried to eat as much matzah as possible. Why? Why? It's a mitzvah kiyumis, but why is that a reason to be mechabev the mitzvah and to try to do it as much as possible? According to the Stipler's understanding of the Gra, it really fits in beautifully because the Gaon wasn't just saying it's a mitzvah kiyumis. He was saying that it's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat matzah. So maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. Of course, sukkah is more of a mitzvah than matzah. Of course it's more of a mitzvah. But it's still only a mitzvah in context. In the context that you want to eat an achilas kevah, then you have to eat in the sukkah. In the context that you want to sleep, then you have to do that in the sukkah. But if you don't want to, it's not a chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah. Sukkah is not a mitzvah. It's not an absolute requirement. It's not an absolute mitzvah. It's a function of what you want to do. You can't survive for 3 days without sleep, so ultimately you're going to have to go into the sukkah. But if at this point in time you're not interested in sleeping or you're not interested in eating achilas kevah, you're not chayiv to sit in the sukkah. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, maybe just like the Vilna Gaon says in the case of matzah, that matzah might not be a chova kol shiva, but it's not really a voluntary mitzvah kiyumis. The Gaon felt it's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to eat as much matzah as you can. Maybe in the case of sukkah, there's also an inyan to sit in the sukkah, to be mechayev oneself in the mitzvah. Sukkah is not just a mitzvah kiyumis in context. That if you want to eat in achilas kevah, then you have to eat in the sukkah. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe there's a mitzvah lechatchila to put yourself into the context that you'll be chayiv. Where do we see that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, from the Gaon's matzah. So even though matzah is at a lower level than sukkah, it's never a mitzvah chiyuvis called shiva. But there's this element in matzah that the Gaon introduced, that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to try to eat more matzah throughout Pesach. That element could teach us something about sukkah. Even though sukkah is more, the mitzvah of sukkah is more than the mitzvah of matzah, but there's one element of the mitzvah of matzah that can add to the mitzvah of sukkah. That even if sukkah is a mitzvah chiyuvis, kol shiva, in context, but if you don't want to sit in the sukkah, you don't want to do something which will be mechayiv in sukkah, then there's no chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. But from the goal, maybe we should learn, tesvav, learn gzeir shava from Pesach to sukkah, to tell me that maybe there's a mitzvah lechatchila to be mechayev yourself in the midst of sukkah. To eat pas. Notice, he says to eat pas, to eat an achilas teva, so that you'll be chayev to sit in the sukkah. That's a step further in the midst of sukkah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, he's not sure, nistapakti, maybe according to the Gaon, there should be a mitzvah lechatchila when it comes to the midst of sukkah as well. Questions? Frank. The mitzvah of matzah, the chiyuv of matzah, applies on the Seder night. And after the Seder, there's an inyan. You don't have to stuff yourself, but there's an inyan to try to eat matzah. That means that if a person has a choice, right, he's going to have a suda. So if he doesn't want to have matzah, he never has hamotzi for breakfast. So if he doesn't feel comfortable doing it, he doesn't have to do it. But like, you know, he's sitting down for a big meal for supper. And he's eating a lot anyway. Right? So if he has the opportunity to wash, according to the Vilna Gaon, he should wash and have matzah. That's what the Gaon is saying. That it's better to be koveya suda on the matzah to fulfill a mitzvah matzah. You know, there's no need to drive yourself crazy. You know, if you're not, I'm not interested in eating matzah, so what, I should keep on eating matzah, keep on eating more and more kizesim of matzah, a whole yom tov? I don't think the Gaon would go that far. Right? You have to be reasonable. You have to be healthy. You know, there's no mitzvah to get sick. But there's an inyan to try to be koveya suda on the matzah, to try to eat the matzah if you can, if you're eating a lot anyway, so why just eat the meat and the potatoes? Have some matzah too, so that you'll be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. Okay, this concludes the sugya of the Vilna Gaon shita of eating matzah kol shir. Let's move on now to the last Mishnah. So the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph says as follows. Birech birchas ha-pesach poter eshal zevach. Birech eshal zevach lo poter eshal pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmon. The Kiva omer lo zu poter ezu lo zu poter ezu. The Mishnah presents a machlokas tanoim about whether birchas ha-pesach, the brocha on the carbon pesach can poter eshal zevach and zevach can poter eshal pesach. Rabbi Yishmon holds that the Pesach can pater shel zevach. That's the chinish. Birchas zevach doesn't pater shel pesach, but birchas ha pesach can pater shel zevach. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they can't pater each other. Neither one can pater the other. What bracha are we talking about over here? So the Rashbam writes, birchas ha pesach or birchas ha zevach, mefarash betosefta, is the birchas ha pesach, bar Hashem alkeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedushan v'mesosav v'tzivanu lechol ha-pesach. The Rashbam quotes the Tosefta that what bracha are we talking about? The bracha on achilas ha-pesach and on achilas ha-zevach. That's the bracha that we're talking about. The eating. The bracha on the eating of the Pesach and the korban chagiga. Poshe pshat is the zevach is talking about the korban chagiga. Hai zevach, the Rashbam says, hainu chagigas yudalet aboim ha-pesach. He gives a different pshat, but let's keep with the first pshat. The chagiga, the zevach is the chagiga, and the pesach is the carbon pesach. So from the Rashbam, and Rashi says the same thing, right? You'd imagine that the brocha, poshut pshat, is the brocha we're talking about, is the brocha on achilas hapsochim and achilas hazvochim. So what's the context? You made a brocha, according to Rabbi Yishmael, birchas hapesach patez eshel zevach. What did you do? Well, you're making a birchas hapesach that can pater the zevach? You made a bracha on the carbon pesach, and then you ate the zevach after making a bracha on the carbon pesach. Why would you do that? Why would you make a bracha lechol es pesach and then eat the zevach? Stami, you make a bracha on the zevach. What's the context? What's he talking about? We know that the chagig was eaten before the carbon pesach, right? Pesach is nechol al sova, so they ate the chagiga to fill themselves up, so that they'll have a kezayis of pesach, but it'll be al sova. So why are you making a Birchas HaPesach first? It's not a pella. You just read the Mishnah. Our gears in the Mishnah seems to be a little bit difficult. Because Birchas HaPesach is strange. Why would you make a bracha on... Why would you make a Birchas HaPesach on the Zevach? Sounds like Birchas HaPesach. You're making the bracha, but not on the Pesach. You're making it on the Zevach. So the Mara Cohen, Rav Bitzal Vilna, in his Agos on the Gemara, he suggests maybe the simple pshat of the Gemara is that you made a mistake. The simple pshat of the Mishnah is that you made a mistake. Of course you're eating the Zevach first. Why would you eat the Karban Pesach first? So why are you making a Birchas HaPesach on the Zevach? Zok the Mara Cohen. Maybe we're talking about that you made a mistake. That's Rabbi Yishmael's Chiddush. That if you made a Bracha Lechol Es HaPesach on the Zevach, the Chiddush is that it works. That the Birchas HaPesach can work on the Zevach. That's the Chiddush. And that's what Rabbeinu Manoach says as well. Rabbeinu Manoach is on the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches Halach HaZayim. This is in Packet 33, page 1. The Rambam there writes, Achar kach mevorech, Asher kesham esos v'sivonu al achilas hazeh, v'ochel mipsar chagigas yedal etchilah. Umavarech, he makes a brocha al achilas ha-pesach, va'ochel migubo shel pesach. Dr. Rambam, lo birchas ha-pesach pater shel zevach, lo shel zevach pater shel pesach. He passed him like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that they don't pater each other. But he does mention that you make the birchas ha-zevach first, you eat the zevach first, you eat the chagigas yedalet first, and then you eat the carbon pesach. Dr. Rabbeinu Manoach, mashakosav lo birchas ha-pesach pater shel zevach, he quotes our Gemara, the lav lemeimer the pesach ochel tchila sharei pesach en onechel ela ala sova kilekasvina ne maftir nachar pesach afikoman. We learned the Mishnah. Pesach is supposed to be eaten last. So what are you making a birchas a pesach on the zevach? Ela ritzon elomer shem birech ala zevach birchas a pesach to osu The Chozum of Orech Birchas HaZevach. Comes the Rambam and he paskins Lo Shal Pesach Pater Shal Zevach Lo Shal Zevach Pater Shal Pesach. He's saying Birchas HaPesach Betos. If you made the Birchas HaPesach by mistake, you had the Zevach, but you made a mistake. You're going to make the Birchas HaPesach in a moment. Right, in just a little while. So you made a mistake and you said Lechol HaPesach on the Zevach. So that the Rambam says, Rabbi Akiva holds that it doesn't pater. Rabbi Yishmael would say it does pater. But what's the context Rabbi Yishmael says that it paters? Tos, you made a mistake. You made the Birchas HaPesach on the Zevach. You were supposed to make the Birchas HaZevach. So Rabbi Yishmael, if you made the Birchas HaPesach, the taka works. Rabbi Akiva denies that. Rabbi Yishmael says even that would work. But if you make the Birchas HaZevach on the Pesach, you made that mistake, it's not going to work. Okay? That's Rabbi Manoach. And he goes on to say, of course you're going to eat the Zevach first. And it makes sense that the Birchas HaPesach shouldn't part to the Zevach. He says it's Trey and Yoni Ninu, they're two totally different things. Lo Shaychi Lahadodi. He says the Chagiga is not even a Chova. In certain cases, you don't even bring the Chagiga. If you don't have too many people eating from the Korban Pesach, so then there's no problem. If you're going to eat more than a Kazayas of the Korban Pesach, so you don't have to bring a Chagiga. So he says that's why the Rambam paskins that the brachos of the Pesach and the Zevach don't pater each other because they're totally different elements. That's one pshat in the Mishnah. That birach birchas haPesach pater shel Zevach, that means that you made a mistake. You made the birchas haPesach on the Zevach that you eat before the Pesach. But the Marek Cohen quotes the Kolbo, who offers a different pshat, a very interesting pshat. What does the Kolbo say? He says, you know, maybe they taka ate the Pesach before the Zevach. I know Pesach is Nechal al Asova. Yeah, it is. That's the last Pesach that you eat. But they would eat a little bit of the Pesach Metchila as well. They'd eat like a little bit. Stomach, what he means is that they'd eat the Pesach in the beginning because the Pesach is the Iker. It's such a Davar Choshev. So why eat the Chagiga before the Pesach? We would start with the Pesach and then have most of the meal with the Chagiga and then have a Kezias of the Korban Pesach at the end. That's what the Marek Cohen quotes from the Kolbo. A little bit hard to see it. I guess in Yul Gemaris maybe it's a little bigger. It's a long piece, but it really divides up into like four different parts. The whole piece here in the Marakon. But Tzal of Vilna was one of the Gedolei Achronim. He has some beautiful Heoros, beautiful Hadoros. Shlomo of Vilna was his brother, the Cheshek Shlomo. They're two brothers, quite a family. So he has at the end, V'amna mekobo ilches pesa kotze be'emes lo'chiach mi'mishna zu da'hayu ochlin la'pesa kodem chagigam. The Kolbo brings a raya from our Mishnah that they ate the Korban Pesach before the Chagiga too. Not only did they eat it by Achrona, they ate it in the end, Al HaSova, but they also ate a little bit before the Chagiga too. This is quite a collector's item, Kolbo. Right? If someone asks you, so when did they eat the Chagiga? You tell them, well, did you get to the end of Pesachim? If you got to the last Mishnah, you know the answer, right? You got to be medayik from the last Mishnah of Pesachim. You think it all ends before, no, the last Mishnah, that's the Kachin. Last Mishnah. You can be medayik from the last Mishnah that they ate the Pesach before the Chagiga. They ate a little bit. Maram Chalava also echoes a similar sentiment, just like the Kolbo. The Maram Chalava and Daf Kuf Yutesa Mebeis. A number of the Talmidim asked me this question. Because they were looking in the sugya of Afikoman, some of the Rishonim seemed to imply that the Pesach might be eaten before the Zev. It's Maram Chalav on Kuf Yutesa Mebeis. He says, Shamina mino da Pesach nechol ba'achrona. The aim of Tirn Achara Pesach Afikoma teaches me that Pesach obviously was eaten at the end. Ubmasnisin de la'el mashma de nechol ba'rishona. Zok to Maram Chalava, but an earlier Mishnah is mashma that they ate the Pesach in the beginning. How's that? Dektoni heviu lefona matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. Ubmikdash hayu mevi'in lefona guvah shel Pesach. The Mishnah Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. That got us started. With the Iker of the Seder, what does the Mishnah say? It talks about what the Charoses is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. Heviu lufana metab v'chazer esach magil lepaper esapas. Heviu lufana matz v'chazer v'charoses v'shnei tavshilin. Avbi shen charoses mit. Okay, there's a back and forth with the charoses mitzvah or not. Ubemikdash hayu mevin lufana guvish al pesach. The Mishnah concludes bemikdash hayu mevin lufana guvish al pesach. They brought before him the guvish al pesach. So what are they bringing before him? Chazeres, matzah, chazeres, charoses. When are they eating all these things? When are they eating these things? At the end? Why do we have to mention that they brought him the Karban Pesach now? It's going to come at the end. Right? The Karban Pesach is at the end. They first have to do Mazgalo Kosheni, CPTS Mitzrayim. I mean, the Tzofon is at the very end. What are they bringing him the Karban Pesach now? Dr. Maram Halava, what do you see from this? That they ate the Karban Pesach at the beginning of the Suda too. He ate the Karban Pesach at the beginning. It wasn't just at the end. They ate the Karban Pesach at the beginning too. The Odik Tani Hacha Birech Birchos HaPesach Poter Eshol Zevach. He says, the other Rai is from our Mishnah Kufchof Aleph. The Mishnah says, Birech Birchos HaPesach Poter Eshol Zevach. What are we talking about? Al Karchem B'da Ochel Min HaPesach Hishnuya the Poter Eshol Zevach. How can you? Why would you make a brichas a pesach on the zevach? Well, what does that mean? He can't fathom the idea that you made a toast. The whole mission is telling me a case where I made the wrong bracha. That's what he's saying. I made the wrong bracha. I made a brichas a pesach, and I really was supposed to make a bracha on the zevach. No, it must be that you made the brichas a pesach on the pesach. You're going to eat a little bit of pesach, but you're going to eat most of your suda from the chagiga, and then you'll get back to eating the carbon pesach. You'll have a kezias at the end. So it must be that they ate the Pesach in the beginning. If not, what are they making a Birchas HaPesach on the Zevach? Comes Rabbi Yishmael and says, if you made the Birchas HaPesach on the Pesach, you don't make a separate bracha on the Zevach. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Yishmael is teaching me. But Zok Maram Chalava, you see clearly they ate the Pesach in the beginning. If not, what's the Birchas HaPesach doing here, Bechlam? The mi commander Omar din birech ala zevach lechol es haPesach yotza v'holav Pesach uklal. How could anyone say that if you make a birchas haPesach on the chagiga, you can be yotza? That's like making a bracha lahaniach tefillin on a shofar. What's one have to do with the other? There's a Pesach and there's zevach. These are different achilos. How can you make a bracha on the Pesach and part of the zevach? He can't even fathom such an idea. He can fathom the concept that if you make a Birchas HaPesach on the Pesach, so then it'll be Chal, and then you don't need to make a Bracha on the Zevach. But to make a Bracha Lechol as a Pesach on the Zevach, that Maram Chalava can't even imagine. Wow. Hilkach mistaber da abes manche beis minish kayim hayu osin kol seder ha-pesach achilas matzu moro pesach kodem suda vay menichim min ha-pesach ezayis lecholecha ve-echad heshe nechal la-achar ha-sova. They would eat pesach and matzah in the beginning and they'd eat it at the end too. Apparently they did it both in the beginning and the end. They ate a little bit in the beginning and it was nechal al-sova at the end. Aye, but if you eat pesach in the beginning, shouldn't you be afraid of shvira setza? If it's not al-sova, So shouldn't you be afraid someone's going to break a bone? The answer is they're not eating so much then. They're just going to eat a little bit of the meat. So we're not afraid. But if they're going to eat the main part of the meal from the Pesach, so then we are afraid of Shvira Setzen. But as long as they're going to eat the Chagiga as the main part of the meal, apparently we're not afraid of Shvira Setzen. That's the second approach to the Mishnah. First approach to the Mishnah is that we're talking about that he made a mistake. He made Birchas HaPesach by mistake. On the Zev. Maram Chalava and the Kolbo say, no, he didn't make a mistake. He made the Birchas HaPesach on the Korban Pesach because they ate a little bit of the Pesach in the beginning, they ate most of the meal from the Chagiga, and then they would have Pesach at the end. So we're talking about that he made a Birchas HaPesach on the Korban Pesach, and the question is, does the part of the Chagiga also, does he have to make a separate Birch on the Chagiga? This all works if your Girsa in the Mishnah is the way we have it. But how is the Rashbam Gorish? How is the Rashbam Gorish? Not like us. Our Girsa in the Mishnah is Birech Birchas HaPesach Potre Shel Zevach. Birech Shel Zevach Lo Potre Shel Pesach. The Rashbam says Hochi Garsina. Birech al hazevach lo poter es ha-pesach, birech al ha-pesach poter es ha-zevach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. The Rashbam is goresed in reverse. Did you notice the difference in the girsa of the Rashbam in our Mishnah? Our girsa? It's the opposite. The Rashbam is goresed birech al hazevach first. Birech al hazevach lo poter es ha-pesach, birech al ha-pesach poter es ha-zevach. According to the Rashbam, the question that we raise is not shver, it's not a kasha at all. Kasha we asked is, birach ala pesach poter shal zevach, what are you making a bracha ala pesach on the zevach? Right? Why are you making a birchas pesach on the zevach? Make a birchas zevach, it doesn't make any sense. To some say, well, you made a mistake, and others say, no, it's not talking about that you made the birchas pesach on the zevach. You made the birchas pesach on the pesach, but the question is, can that bracha pater is part of the zevach too? Comes the Rashbam and says, you got it all wrong. That's not the girsa in the Mishnah. The girsa is birach ala zevach lo poter eshel pesach. Of course you're eating the zevach first. You eat the chagiga before the pesach. You fill yourself up with the chagiga. So comes the Mishnah and says, birach ala zevach, you made the brocha lechel es hazevach. That's not going to part of the pesach. That you can eat afterwards. Of course, it's beautiful according to Rashbam. Rabbi Shmuel is so clear. The problem is, according to this Rashbam, so what's the sefer of the Mishnah telling us? A few hours years ago, so we had a problem with the Reisha. But now we have a problem with the sefer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Birech al hazevach lo poter eshel pesach. You make the bracha lechel es hazevach, when you're eating the zevach before the pesach, it's not going to part of the perma pesach. Comes Rabbi Shmuel and says, but Birech al hapesach poter eshel zevach. When's that bracha being made? When's the birach ala pesach? According to the Rashbam, we assume that you're eating the chagiga before the korban pesach, the way that we assumed it till now. So if you make a bracha on the chagiga, that's not going to part of the pesach. Okay, good. That makes a lot of sense. So what's the sefer saying? Birach ala pesach poter eshel zevach. But you're eating the pesach after the zevach. So why would I think that the birchas ala pesach could part of the zevach? I ate the pesach already. Don't I have to make the bracha on the zevach before I eat the zevach? What is Rabbi Shmuel saying, according to the Rashbam? So comes the Mara Kohen and he says, the Or Zeruah in Hilchos Kriyashma quotes Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yaakov, who brings a raya from this Mishnah to another famous Yisod. So Rishonim are all looking at this Mishnah and bringing rayas to different mitziyasim, different halachas. Zok the Or Zeruah, maybe we can bring a raya from this Mishnah to a Yisod, that even though we know l'chatchili is supposed to make all birchas ha-mitzvahs over l'asiyasan, that dafki you should make a birchas ha-mitzvah before performing the mitzvah, but b'di'eved, if you make the bracha la'achar asiyasan, it works. That's the raya that we have over here. Rabbi Yishmael is saying that a birchas ha-zevach doesn't pater eshel pesach, it just doesn't work. The bracha on the chagiga cannot work on the korban pesach. But a bracha on the korban pesach can work on the chagiga. Of course, we'll have to understand why. We'll see. There's a Gemara, Yerushalmi. We'll see what the reason is that the pesach can pater the zevach. But what's the context that the pesach is patering the zevach? According to the gifts of the Rashbam, you're eating the pesach after the zevach. So how can the birchas pesach pater the zevach? It's la'achar asiyosan. So p'yor zaruah. No, this is a raya that la'achar asiyosan, b'di'eved, the bracha can work. But the other bracha work. Meaning, we're talking about a case where you forgot to make a bracha on the zevach. You ate the zevach, and now you ate the pesach. So, if you made the bracha on the korban pesach, right, then that birchas ha-pesach can pater the zevach l'mafreya. And if you didn't make the bracha on the Pesach, then you have to make the bracha on the Zevach, even la'achar asiyosan. Right? You really would have to make the bracha on the Zevach, but you have the bracha on the Pesach coming anyway. So after you forgot to make the bracha on the Zevach, you can still make the bracha on the Pesach, and that'll part to the Zevach. L'mafreya, right? The bracha on the Korban Pesach that you make after eating the Zevach, l'mafreya, can part to the Zevach, because even la'achar asiyosan, you can make a birchas ha-mitzvah b'di'eved. This is the yisod that the Or Zeruah quotes from Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbi Yaakov, that he's medayik from our Mishnah. We're talking about making a birchas haPesach la'achar asiyas and la'achar the eating of the zebah. And this is an idea that the Orzarua has in many, in some other contexts. I don't know if I'd say many, but it's quoted, right? He says this in other contexts as well. It's known as an Orzarua and Ilcha Shechita. On page 3 in the packet, we have the comment of the Orzarua and Ilcha Shechita. Ashochi tzarech levarech ala shechita b'Yerushalmi. Ashochit tzarech levarech ala shechita v'achakach shochit. You're really supposed to make the bracha before. He says, Halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan lahakdim bracha l'shechita. Miu em lo birech kodem shechita yotzi lechavaso. Shekol mitzvah shelo birech hovel asiyosam mevarech l'achar asiyosam. Zot bi Orzarua. B'dievet, you can make a bracha birchas hamitzvah l'achar asiyosam. So you can do that by shechita. And you can do that over here. If the birchas haPesach works on the zevach, then you don't have to make the birchas haZevach la'achar asiyosan. You're making the birchas haPesach anyway, and that'll pater the zevach. Comes the Orzarua and says, but I know this is in sharp contrast to the Rambam. The Rambam argues with me. The Rambam says that you can't make a birchas haMitzvah la'achar asiyosan. Where does the Rambam say that? So he quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. He could have quoted the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, but he quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam is of the opinion that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel, Kamakadesh Isha Beina Yidei Atzo, Beina Yidei Shaliach, Tzarech Levarech Chodem HaKidushin, Hu O Shlucho, Ve'ahagat Mekadesh, Kederach Shemavarechin Kodem Kol HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes, Beferish, Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Who does he disagree with? Who holds that Birchas Erisin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah? Does anyone remember from the Shiurim last year? Anyone? The Taz. Before the Taz, a Rishon? Who? The Rosh, where? Way back. The Rosh, where? Yes, the Rosh. The Rosh in Ksubis. The Rosh in the first parak in Ksubis. Talked about this at great length. The Rosh holds it's a Birchas HaShavach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah b'chlam. He compares to Shechita, Birchas Eris, and a Birchas HaShechita. Very good. The Rosh, the Taz makes a big deal out of that Rosh, right? The Taz, Yerodei, in the first Sibbet. Who comes the Rambam and argues? The Rambam says that Erisin, Birchas Erisin, is Birchas HaMitzvah. And you have to make it dafka before the Erisin, just like every other mitzvah. Zok the Rambam, he emphasizes the point. He says, "Im kiddush lo birech lo yivorech achar achadushin shezu brocha levatola mashenasek farnas." Says the Rambam, "Don't you dare make the birchas erisin after the erisin. Mashenasek farnas, it's toch a brocha levatola." He says. Do you think the Ravid would hold like that? So the Ravid doesn't go that far. The Ravid says that you shouldn't make the birchas erisin before. Shdafka should make it after. Why? He says, well, the kiddushin is totally b'das acherim. The mitzvah is dependent on whether the woman wants to get married. So, mestama, she wanted, that's why you're making the birchas erisin. But let's say she changes her mind. She changes her mind, it's doch a bracha levatol. So says the Ravid, Yudafka should not make the bracha beforehand. Only make it afterwards. Only make it afterwards. The Arzarua says that it's no different than any other mitzvah. Forget about whether it's Talib Das Acherim or not Talib Das Acherim. B'di'evit, you can make it La'achar Asiyasan. Every Birchas HaMitzvah can be made La'achar Asiyasan. Even Shechita. Shechita is not Talib Das Acherim. What, it's Talib in the Das of the Behemah? The Behemah is not going to let you do the Shechita. It's ridiculous. It's not Talib Das Acherim. Right? The Arzarua says that even by Shechita, you can make the Bracha La'achar Asiyasan. And by Kiddushin as well. It's not because the woman might not agree. It's nothing to do with that. You can make a bracha la'achar asiyosan as well. So he brings a raya, quotes Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yaakov, brings a raya from our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says that birchas haPesach can pater eshel zevach. We're talking about when you ate the zevach already. Now you're making a birchas haPesach on the Pesach, but l'mafreya, the birchas haPesach can pater the zevach. The birchas haPesach can pater the zevach. Which shita do you think is more mistaber? Or is it Ru or the Rambam? What do you think? That you can make a birchas mitzvah la'achar asiyasa and a dafka kodem asiyasa? What do you think? What do you think? Ephraim, yes. After. Why? Why after? It doesn't matter when you do it. Okay, that is one svar. Yeah, 100%. Right, the bracha is on the mitzvah, and even if you do it afterwards, even if you make the bracha afterwards, what's the difference? It's on the mitzvah. But just one second, is it on the mitzvah? But the mitzvah was done already. So if the mitzvah was done already, how can you make the bracha afterwards? How can you make the bracha afterwards? Would you say that you can make the bracha, let's say, tomorrow? If you do the mitzvah today, can you make the bracha tomorrow? But why is right after any better? Let me ask you a question. Let's say you eat an apple. Right? Let's say you drink water from the water fountain. Right? So you're supposed to make a shakal before. And let's say you forgot to make the shakal. And you finish, it was a big drink. Let's say it was a big drink, there's no question. It was not a water fountain. It was from a cup, you had the shear, everything, you know. Could you make the shakal afterwards? What do you think? What's the answer to that question? Can you make the shakal afterwards? You can drink more afterwards. Let's say you don't have any more. You bought the water, it was $3 for that water. So you don't want to buy another one. You're not going to drink anymore. You're not thirsty anymore. If you drink and you're not thirsty, you don't make a shakal anyway. So if you're not thirsty, so you can't drink any more water. Would you make the bracha on the drinking that you already did? What's the answer to that question? Yes or no? No, you do not. Correct. So why is this any different? Birchas Hananim, you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? You're getting there. You're getting there. That's a very important point. We're going to get to it in a moment. Avi!
I'm sorry? The Rambam says that, right? Even though the Rambam says you can only make a bracha on a mitzvah beforehand, with this 100th of a mitzvah, you can make a bracha even after doing that mitzvah, because you're really making a bracha on the next fulfillment of the mitzvah, not the previous fulfillment. But once you finish the mitzvah, then you can't make the bracha according to the rabbis. Yes? Interesting, Raya. You're saying a ger makes a bracha on the tefillah la'achar asiyasa, so maybe everyone would be able to do that. But can you see a difference between ger and every other mitzvah?
The fact that it's an option.
You're saying the fact that the Chachamim allowed the ger to make the bracha afterwards, if it would be impossible for some reason, so then how could he make the bracha afterwards?
It's an interesting point. You could say that the less breira, there's no choice, so that's why that has to be a different type of bracha. But I hear what you're saying. It's a good hour. Eitan. Berachas Hashem.
You said the magic words. We can get back to the point in a moment. Akita.
How is Birchas HaMitzvah similar to Birchas HaNen?
You're supposed to say it before you start the mitzvah.
But why? Why should you have to say it before? Ephraim says you can say it afterwards. It just has to be in conjunction with the mitzvah. So we're all talking about different points here. We're making very important points. So we have to put it all together. It could be that what the Rishonim are debating is actually what is Birchas HaMitzvah all about. That's exactly the point. The Shach in Yeredeya in Simin Yutes actually says that from the Gemara in Brochas, it's mashma like the Rambam, that you can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah la'achar asiyasa. Because the Gemara talks about Birchas HaNenin la'achar asiyasa. Right? Can you make a Birchas HaNenin afterwards? Gemara asks the Shaila, raises a Shaila. What's the din? Let's say you ate and you forgot to make a bracha. He forgot to make a bracha. He ate and he forgot to make a bracha. So what should he do? So they answered him in a cryptic way. That someone who ate garlic and his breath is not so pleasant, what, so he should do more? Meaning he should do something, he did something wrong, so he should do another thing that's wrong. Meaning he didn't make a bracha before the achila, so now he should make a bracha after the achila? So comes Ravina, and strangely enough, he says, Hilkach, afilu gomer sudoso yachzav yivarech. You should make a bracha. You should make a bracha la'achar achilas. And he brings a raya from Birchas HaMitzvah. Ravina says that you really should make a bracha. If you forgot to make a Birchas HaNenah before you eat, then you should make a bracha afterwards. And he brings a raya from Birchas HaMitzvah, the case that was mentioned, that Toval Va'ola, if a ger goes to the mikvah, he can't make a bracha, he's not part of Klal Yisrael before the tefillah, so then he makes a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah afterwards. So you see, you can make a Birchas HaMitzvah afterwards, so you should be able to do the same by Birchas HaNenah too. But comes the Gemara and says, there's no raya, v'lohi. Hasa me'kara gavra lo chazi. Hacha me'kara gavra chazi v'hol v'idchi idchi. There, the gavra was lo chazi. He couldn't make the bracha before him. So that's why he makes a bracha afterwards. But here, the gavra was chazi. The individual could make a brichas hanenin before the achila, and he didn't do it. V'hol v'idchi idchi. That's it. It's very different, says the Gemara. There's a chiluk between ger as opposed to birchas haneni, because ger is gavra d'lo chazi. Ger is gavra d'lo chazi, but birchas haneni is the gavra d'lo chazi. So there's no comparison between the two. Frek the shach. What do you need that kind of a chiluk? There's this very simple distinction over here. There's birchas haneni and there's birchas hamitzvahs. Maybe birchas hamitzvah you can recite la'achar asiyasan, but birchas haneni you can't. Why didn't the Gemara just say there's a chiluk between birchas haneni and birchas hamitzvah? Says the Shah, don't you see this is a raya to the Rambam? It's a raya to the Rambam that there's really no distinction between Birchas Hanenah and Birchas HaMitzvah. The same halacha should apply to both. That's why the Gemara had to come onto this other chiluk of Gavra Chazi and Gavra Lo Chazi. Why didn't the Gemara give this chiluk between Birchas Hanenah and Birchas HaMitzvah? So he says, you see, that there really is no distinction between the two. A raya to the Rambam. But why is that the case? Why should Birchas Hanenin and Birchas HaMitzvah be similar? Birchas Hanenin, as I mentioned, I forget whom. Birchas Hanenin, also lehonus min ha'olam hazeh b'lo brocha v'chol hanena ki'ilu mal. Kol hanena b'lo brocha ki'ilu mal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. We say Birchas Hanenin to be matir the achila, to permit ourselves to partake of this world. So of course, Birchas Hanenin is a matir. It has to be recited before. But Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir. Birchas HaMitzvah, presumably, is a Birchas HaShevach, Eitan said, right? It's a Birchas HaShevach on the mitzvah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to do the mitzvah. That has to be said, Dafka Kodem L'Asiyasa, Dafka beforehand. L'chore, there's a very simple distinction. Two types of brachas, Birchas HaNenin, that's a matir. You're being matir the Hanoah. Birchas HaMitzvah is not a matir, l'chore, it's just a Birchas HaShevach. So tomorrow we're going to have to understand what the answer to this question is. But the Rambam clearly puts the two together. The Rambam says Birchas Hanenah and Birchas HaMitzvah are the same, just like you don't make a Birchas Hanenah in La'achar Asiyasan against Ravina, we pass it against Ravina, that you don't make a bracha afterwards. So too the Rambam says the same by Birchas HaMitzvah. The question is, what's the comparison between the two? At first glance, the two brachas are completely different. So just because you can't make a bracha la'achar asiyasa by Birchas HaNenin, why is that true l'gabe Birchas HaMitzvah as well? Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, will try to discuss the Rambam, and then we'll try to explain what the Machlokas HaRishonim is all about.